This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:12 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we are just sort of examining the first address that's come from Interim Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad that took place at 4:45 earlier, in which he essentially laid out his reasons for resigning and apologised and also set out his hopes, I guess, for what might happen next. So to take us through this and to kind of tease out what it might mean, we have Dr. Oh Ee San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, on the line with us. Ee San, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, hi. It's really hectic nowadays with, like hourly changes and so on. So, yeah, Dr. Mahathir's latest speech will indicate that he would actually like to stay on and fight on. So it would be very interesting to see what would PKR's response be later at around 5:30, as I was told. Yeah.
So with that, like you said, right, it essentially laid just that out along with all these other minor details. How do you see this fitting into the larger picture of the political drama we've seen over the past few days? Because like we said, there have been so many people speaking for Tun M and now we're finally hearing from him.
Well, there were a lot of rumors as to what actually went on during the weekend, which led to his resignation and so on. He provided a partial explanation of that. For example, he did not want to work with UMNO, but would like to work with individual members of UMNO and so on. But it's very curious. Why was this resignation move, and now suddenly he would like to have a government of I don't know how to call it, a grand unity, and I don't know. I mean, such a government, how would it function? There have been cases in national emergencies in other countries, like in Britain during the Second World War, but now we are peacetime. Why do we do that? I also wonder. Yeah,
and I guess what caught my interest was during that speech, Tun M actually given an apology. How do you view the significance of an apology coming from Tun M about the ongoing political mess?
Well, there were various speculations as to who were the primary actors and who were primarily responsible for this. Without going into details, I think well, certain unwillingness to pass on power and certain eagerness to grab power were the main factors to this. So at least the part which is not willing to let go of power, I think would be at least half responsible, partially responsible, right? Mm. So later on, we are going to listen to the other half, the one very anxious to grab power. So let's see how it goes.
So this isn't the first time that we've seen Tun M basically giving up the post, so to speak. And there's been a lot of talk prior to this about Mahathir 2.0, this idea of whether or not he's a changed man. With all this having happened, do you think that this is a different Mahathir from the one that we saw resigning in 2002?
Well, it is still very much, while it's not B-O and N-O, it's certainly my way or the highway or no way. So why would a person insist that he alone could somehow turn this country around? I mean, it's noble, but different people have different ideas as to how to go about it, right? Mm. So for him to sort of not honor that kind of transition agreement, I think it's quite amazing, yeah.
He officially emphasized once again during the speech that he will not work with UMNO. Does this put UMNO at a greater disadvantage than before this political crisis began?
I think he would like to work with individual members of UMNO. I think UMNO as a whole must have made some unreasonable demands of him. I mean, for example, not going ahead with the prosecution of certain UMNO leaders. I'm not to be appointed to certain very important positions and so on, which he could not accept. So whereas if you are individual members in UMNO, you jump over, I might give you just some minor polls and so on. So yeah, I've been doing political analysis for many years, but sometimes nowadays it's really loss of words because what's going on is so illogical, and it throw away all these years of studies in political science and so on. It's basically a power struggle, power grab, and then counter grab, counter coup, and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, that I think that perfectly sums up how everybody's feeling about this. You know, with essentially the most powerful man in the country right now being an independent MP, do you think we might see other MPs leaving parties to become independents as well?
Well, there might be some UMNO members who are tempted to do so. I think DAP and PKR, except for the Asmin faction, which has already left, I think it's very unlikely that they're going to follow suit. So yeah, I think mainly from UMNO, you will see perhaps a number of them doing so to try to join him and thereby availing themselves of positions and so on.
And what are the chances of a non-partisan unity government forming? And would that mean literally disbanding parties?
No, I think what he means is you can still be members of political parties. It's just that you join his government, not in your capacity as, let's say, MP for PKR or MP for UMNO, but as MP, period. I mean, you can still have your party affiliation, just that you perhaps would not have party discipline anymore. For example, let's say there's a vote in parliament. Your party, you would not vote as a party. You will vote according to the Prime Minister's instruction. Yeah.
So this sounds to me like it's more of a Tun M / cabinet solidarity as opposed to always towing the party lines then.
Yeah, this is Tun M's or Dr. Mahathir's ultimate dream that you know, all these members of parliament and members of his administration would be answerable to him and only to him and to no other sort of political party affiliation. Yeah.
But if we can kind of follow that thread through, I think one of the main issues that we've seen, arguably, throughout the tenure of Pakatan Harapan as the ruling coalition has been this party squabbling that's been going on. You know, we keep seeing different people jockeying for positions of power within the different parties. Well, I think perhaps PKR more than others, but still. So if we do have MPs who are participating in a unity government, not necessarily having to toe party lines and so on, would that actually change the power dynamics within those parties, or, you know, are they sort of independent of one another?
Yeah, of course, if you don't have to depend on party positions in order to get your ministership, well, the price you pay for that would be you have to swear loyalty to the one and only person, namely Dr. Mahathir. That, I don't think, is a very healthy development as well. Yeah, and we have seen that in authoritarian countries, isn't it?
And how do you then view the situation with regards to the next Prime Minister?
I think he, as Dr. Mahathir indicated, he still enjoys majority support from both sides of the political divide. So I think actually what he said just now, I think, was not quite a plea. It's more like a statement of fact, you know, that he will stay on as the next Prime Minister. He is not pleading with either the king or the people to say, please let me serve. I think he's declaring, I am serving the next term, yeah.
And you brought up earlier that, so this is one side of the divide. The other is, well, I mean, we're waiting for the next press conference that's supposed to be coming from Pakatan Harapan at about 5:30. What do you think is going to be discussed?
Well, I think that the Pakatan Harapan will have to sort of make a response to this, namely, would they support Tun M in his quest to do this government of maybe national grand unity? Or would they still insist upon Anwar Ibrahim taking over? Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Isan, thank you so much for helping us try to make sense of all of this.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I mean, for the first time, I'm lost of words.
Thanks again, Ihsan. You know, honestly, I think we are all in the same position. And like I said yesterday, I'm so grateful to our experts who on short notice agreed to try to take us through this seriously confusing space. So that was, of course, Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. We've been asking you, you know, for your general impressions surrounding this. And we have this message here from Ling.
Hearing him, Tunem, saying it tugged the heartstrings, long live Tun.
But then the flip side of that is Teresa, who says, you know, when it comes to this statement, it's nothing that the rakyat didn't already know. We expected more information, but we're disappointed. And I think right now there is definitely this huge hunger for information. And I don't know that until we hear something definitive being said, there is no such thing as having enough info. It's just all very sort of circumspect and people speaking in very safe terms.
Well, I guess for what my takeaway from that speech that Tunem made, if anything, for those who continue to support him, for those who continue to even look up to him, I think that provides some semblance of calm, some semblance of what's really out there. So he said what other MPs and other political leaders have said. He is just reconfirming it. And then, you know, with his version finally, I guess, sort of out there, it clarifies perhaps a lot of things that might have been on people's minds.
Aslan says, no offence to the prof, but I think perhaps we should stop analysing what Tun M is thinking so much or even his style. We know his style. The problem now is actually not him, isn't it? It's race. And that's such an interesting message in no small part because that puts into sharp relief exactly what we're always talking about. Is our politics about two men or three men, apparently? Like, is the focus of our politics always going to be on cults of personality or is it going to be about these larger issues that these cults of personality then use in order to, you know, get power, cement power? I don't know. I don't know when we're ever going to get there.
Chicken or egg?
Yeah, that's what it is. But thank you so much for all the messages. Again, let us know what you think. What were your initial impressions surrounding what Tun M has said? We are, I think, pretty shortly going to be hearing from Pakatan Harapan. They're going to be giving a press conference at PKR headquarters. When that happens, we will cross over. After that, we'll be back to, try to examine what's been said. In the meantime, encapsulating everything, just describing how we all feel, is Mr. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll himself, with Suspicious Minds, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.